Greetings to all of you once again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless His word. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we stand before Your holy presence, that You would open us, Lord, the things that we should know, Father, the things that need to be revealed to us, Lord. And this evening I pray, Lord, that You would let Your anointing come upon all of us, that we will behold the beauty of Thy holiness and wondrous things of Thy holy word. In Jesus' name, Amen. You remember, brothers and sisters, the prophecy we brought here, God gave us. You see, today we stand, the oil prices skyrocketing, $110+. And the world is gripping in the major financial and economic crisis. And I think we should be thankful to the Lord. I don't want to repeat that, what the Lord has said to us. But one thing I can assure you, but the Lord in that prophecy told us, for us to be, that the Lord would take care of us. That's what I can tell you. More greater things would take place in this world. That is what it is heading for. And I think when the Lord said to us, we knew that, we know about this, but I think in a short period of time, having heard in October, in within that last couple of months or 5 months, it has taken a real downturn in what the Lord said. So brothers and sisters, last Sunday, we all witnessed few things. What is happening in the things what we call religion. And I think this is very important, that we need to understand the right from the wrong. We found some of the things that happen in this world, particularly in the Christian world, in the name of Christ, which is not approved by God, which is a mockery and a madness. Nothing but mockery and madness in the name of Christ. Today we are going to dwell into some important understanding of some of the things that the Lord is going to show us. You will see this street here. Probably in the night you may see a lot of streets like this. But the prophet Nahum, in the Bible, in one of the books, in Nahum chapter 2, verse 3, he writes, "The chariot shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation." Thousands of years ago, Nahum see the picture what you and I see. It was not there at that time, the chariots did not move like this. But he said, "The chariot shall be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation." And he further said, "The chariot shall rage in the street. They shall jostle one against the other. In the broad ways, they shall seem like torches. They shall run like the lightnings." How true this verse is, this prophecy for our day. So Nahum said, "The chariots shall rage in the streets. They shall jostle one against the other. In the broad ways, they shall seem like torches. They shall run like lightnings." This was not possible in the 1st century, 2nd century, and go up to even to the 20th century. Those days horse carriages. But in the last 100 years, the automobile has come, and now you see the streets crisscrossing the vehicles. So what we are in really is in the day when the Lord will unravel His final plan. In the Bible, there are a prophecy of Daniel, in the book of Daniel. There are mention about the great empires of this world. The first you see the Babylonian Empire. There have been many kingdoms, but as a great empire, you remember the statue that Nebuchadnezzar saw. So that you find the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, the Grecian Empire, and the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire gave into another empire, which is also a Holy Roman Empire, disguised as Europe. We will understand these scriptures, what is recorded by Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, Thou O King sowest, verse 31 to 34. Thou O King sowest, you know, Nebuchadnezzar saw a dream. And in that dream he saw like a statue like this. And none of the astrologers in Babylonia could explain. So Daniel was brought before the king to explain. So Daniel says, O king, thou sowest, behold the great image. This great image whose brightness was excellent stood before thee. The form thereof was terrible. Is an awesome image. This image head was fine gold, his breast and his arms were silver, his belly and his thighs were brass. His legs of iron and his feet was part of iron, a part of clay. Thou sowest till that stone was cut out of without hands, and which smote the image upon his feet, and were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar has forgotten this dream. And then Daniel was telling what he saw. And everything he describes in detail. Having described that, in the following verses, you find that Daniel gives the explanation. Chapter 2, verse 35. Then was the iron, the clay and the brass, silver and the gold broken into pieces together and became like a chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away that no place was found for them. And the stone that was moulded the image became a great mountain and filled the earth. So here comes Daniel begin to explain. This is the dream. We will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art the king of kings, referring to Nebuchadnezzar. For God of heaven has given thee the kingdom and power and the strength, the glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beast of the field and the fowl of the heaven hath given unto thine hand, hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of the gold. In other words, he is telling that Babylonia empire represent the head, and the king Nebuchadnezzar as the ruler of that kingdom. Now this is the global empire at that time. It covers this territory geographically, and it is before 600 odd years before Christ. And then he says, and after thee shall rise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom, kingdom of brass, which shall bear the rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, and forasmuch as iron breaketh in pieces and subdued all things. And as the iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. So he talks about the after Nebuchadnezzar the other kingdom, the second and the third and the fourth kingdom. In the same way the Daniel explained these four empires in the chapter 7, like a particular beast. It says here, the four great beasts came from the sea, diverse from one another. The first was like a lion, the head of eagle's wing. Behold, I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made to stand upon the feet as a man, and man's heart was given. So the Babylonian kingdom represented like a beast called lion. And behold another beast, the second like unto a bear, and it had three ribs in the mouth and between the teeth of it, and they said unto us, arise and devour much flesh. So the second empire, which is the Medo-Persian, represent like the beast or the bear. So you see, the territory that they covers is bigger than, of course, geographically, territory is bigger territory by the Medo-Persian Empire after Babylonian Empire. Then after Babylonian Empire came the Grecian Empire. It also not so strong, but it was covering a major, another great territory. Because that empire represent like a beast, leopard. He says, after this I beheld, lo, another beast, another like leopard, which had a back of it, four wings, fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given unto it. After this I saw in the night visions, behold, fourth beast, the final one, the fourth one is terrible, the dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had a great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces, the stamped the residue with feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before. It had 10 horns. The final, the fourth one was the Roman Empire. Of course, you know, Roman Empire like an iron empire, that's why it's strong, used as iron, a symbol as iron. And you find the previous beasts were given particular names, lion, bear and leopard. But the fourth beast, there is no beast, it's a dreadful beast. It's a dreadful beast. And it had 10 horns. So this is the area that covered by the Roman Empire. As you see here, this Roman Empire and the modern, the Europe, is identical. Almost similar. Then he says, verse 41, chapter 2, verse 41, and whereas thou saw the feet and the toes are part of the potter's clay and part of iron, and the kingdom shall be divided, and that shall be in the strength of the iron. Forasmuch thou saw the iron mixed with miry clay. You see, the iron represents the Roman Empire, and after iron, the feet was mixed with iron and miry clay. It represents the Europe. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and the part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong, partly weak. When the Roman Empire gave away, what came in place was the modern Europe step by step. But with the modern Europe was linked to the Holy Roman Empire, which is represented by the Catholic Church. Verse 43, and whereas thou sowest the iron mixed with the miry clay, they shall be mingled themselves with the seed of men, but shall not cleave unto one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. In the days of these kings shall God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. You remember, it is in the declining time of the Roman Empire that the Lord Jesus came into the scene to establish the kingdom of heaven. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break pieces and consume all this kingdom. It shall stand forever. So when the Roman Empire began to have it decline, and when the modern Europe began to come off, then the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ began to rule in the hearts of people in the last 2000 years. So you find the modern Europe in this area, where on the top that area, there are so many different countries. Now, at that time it was only 10 nations, 10 leading nations. Now it is split into different small countries, like Austria originally was part of Germany, originally. So like that they are small countries, but 10 original nations. So you find today, this Roman Empire, the fourth beast, has disintegrated the iron and the clay and we find an organization or a group identified as Europe. This European Union is of course bound by the Holy Roman Empire, which is the Catholic Church. So this is the most leading countries of this Europe. The Jose Manuel Barroso is the current president of the European Union. He's a former prime minister of Portugal. As you know, Portugal is one of the strongest follower of Vatican. You know, Christianity, Catholicism came to this country through them. And this man is a very ardent, loyal servant of Vatican. The European Union focus on about six major areas of responsibility in the current world, which is for the last started from 2006-07. They laid down certain important agendas for the Union of Europe. The first is the climate change and clean energy for all the members of European Union. The sustainable transport system, conservation of the natural resources, public health and social inclusion give opportunity to everybody, and global poverty elimination and sustainable development. Now these are some of the things which they are working among the members, and through that work as the major global force as a union that represent the world. So you find that today many people are worried about the climate change that take place. You know, climate change and the clean energy, people are looking, because as a result of the pollution, they are looking for new ways of new energy. The transport, sustainable transport also linked to that energy, because they are consuming so much of fuel, and as a result of that, this transport system will not be sustainable in the future. They are also looking at how to conserve the natural resources and the public health, the social inclusion, giving opportunity to everybody, and the elimination of poverty. Let's also see the UN, which stands for all the countries. They have something called Millennium Development Goals. Millennium Development Goals, which came in the 2000, in the second millennium. So on top of that is eradicate extreme poverty and hunger. Number two, it achieve universal primary education. Promote gender equality and power for women. Reduce child mortality. Improve the maternal health. Combat HIV, malaria and other diseases. Ensure environmental sustainability. Develop the global partnership for development. Now the UN get this Millennium Development Goals to each of the country members and expect all these countries work towards this Millennium Development Goals. So what happens is, this came in the 2000s. In 2006 came the European Union's six important agenda. You know, the timing is very important. Now they came with this focus areas in the 2000 UN, and the previous points that was put forth by European Union was in 2006 and 2007, almost last year. You see, brothers and sisters, we are coming to a very, very important thing when I show you some things later. So these are very, very important things that most of the countries expect to follow. Okay, I'm just changing the slide. So, in the Revelation chapter 13, verse 3, and I saw one of his heads, referring to the beast, a wounded unto death, and his deadly wound was sealed, and all wall wandered after the beast. Referring to, I explained this, when we did the seven church ages, the beast represented by the Roman Catholic Church, when Martin Luther in the 6th century came, sorry, 15th century, came with just a live by faith, wounded the papal office, and that was at that time. Verse 4 says, and they worshipped the dragon which gave the power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to murder boy? You see, you find the beast does not have power by itself. The power is granted to him by some force. Dragon, and also there is another beast which grants power. I will explain that. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw the beast right out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. 7 heads and 10 horns. This is the beast which represented in the European Union, and which is also the governed by the Holy Roman Empire. Upon his horns 10 crowns, upon his head a name of blasphemy. The beast which saw like unto a leopard, and his feet was like a feet of bear, and his mouth was a lion, and dragon gave him power and the seat of great authority. So what happens is, the beast by itself, no power. The power belongs to somebody else, and that power is granted to him. So you know, as an organization, they are not that, they don't have that power, military or political or any other power, but it is given unto them. Verse 5. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemous. And the power was given unto him continue for 42 months. When this beast, when he comes to the full force in this time where you and I are living. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given unto him all over kindred. Now, this talks about the Roman Catholic Church, which talks about mouth speaking great things. There are great things they talk, you know. We are coming to that. He says, and given unto him mouth speak great things and blasphemous, and power was given. You see, brothers and sisters, very soon we would be coming to see the status step by step, assuming certain great responsibilities. That's what Daniel himself said in chapter 7 verse 8. And I considered the horn, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, which was the papal office, whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked. Behold, horn was eyes like the eyes of a man, mouth speaking great things. You see, Paul in Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about this. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering unto him. He talks about the Lord's coming and our gathering, means our ascension or the rapture. And he says that be not be shaken in mind be troubled, neither by spirit nor by the word, nor by the letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. So he talks about day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, that the day shall not come except there come a falling away. First, that the man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition. Who? The man of sin, the son of perdition. The man of sin, the son of perdition, would be revealed in the time, you know, before our ascension, before we are raptured. The man of sin will be revealed, who is called the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself all that is called God and is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple, showing himself that he is God. Who opposeth and exalteth. Last week, exactly today, the March 9th of 2008, Vatican official newspaper, Osovet, I can't pronounce that properly, Romano, announced that the Vatican officially articulated 7 new categories of sin due to the phenomena of globalization. If you are reading the papers, you would have seen this. On the March 9th, Vatican announced the 7 new categories of sin, deadly sins. Vatican in their announcement highlighted decreasing sense of sin in today's secularized world. You know, the similar announcements were done exactly 1500 years ago. The Pope Gregory the Great in the 6th century for the very first time introduced 7 deadly sins. He says any Catholic participating in this would be responsible. They will be, God would be judged them. So what are the 7 deadly sins? With the Pope Gregory announced 1500 years ago in the 6th century. First is the lust, the greed, the gluttony, the pride, anger, envy and sloth. So, remember the timing, brothers and sisters. 500 years after the time of the Lord, they came up with official, formal, categorized sins like this. Now, exactly after 1500 years later, the Catholic Church now update the deadly sins. The first, bioethical violation of such as birth controls, morally dubious experiments such as stem cell research, drug abuse, polluting the environment, contributing the widening gap between the rich and the poor. You know, contributing to the widening divide between the rich and the poor. Excessive wealth. I hope those Roman Catholics who are excessive wealth, they will now, you know, have to give their wealth. You know, excessive wealth. How many Roman Catholic billionaires I know in this country? Some of the leading magnates are Roman Catholics. And I'm sure that they are in this excessive sin. And if they go, I hope that their priest will preach this. Then finally, they're creating poverty. What is important, brothers and sisters, is the timing of it. I presented to you the European Union, the 6 points of European Union. I also presented to you the Millennium Goals of the United Nations. Now, we see after 1500 years, the Vatican decided to revise the seven deadly sins that their members or man should not commit. Bioethical violations such as birth control is something which they have been fighting for a long time, but they are now formalized. Morally dubious experiments such as stem cell research, drug abuse, of course, these are all wrong things. Polluting the environment, contributing, these are all wrong things. But what is significant here is, we know these are wrong things, but when Catholic Church put them as a formal things like this and officially announce it, they are creating condition where through this mechanism that the Vatican trying to get that role and the position of power what they require. We will see that very soon. Some of the things that step by step. That is why, brothers and sisters, I say watch. In the year 2000, why didn't they do it in the 2006? Why didn't they do it in 2005? Why didn't they do it in 2000? Why didn't they do it in 90s? All these things were taking place. Wasn't it? In 19, there was excessive poverty and the poor were getting this thing. You see, this was happening 10 years ago, 20 years ago it was happening. But why was it that they formalized it in the year 2000? And I think this is a eye-opener, brothers and sisters, in which directions now this organization, the beast, will work through all the others. In Revelation 13, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw the beast rise out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his ten crowns, and upon the beast, upon his head, blasphemy. And the beast, I explained to you, this represents the Catholic Church with the seven heads, referring to the papal officers. The seven heads, the final head which came from the seventh is the eighth, which is the papal office. The Roman emperors that was there in the history. Last being Charlemagne, the last Roman emperor, gave his authority to papal office. Ten horns representing the ten European nations that was there originally and the ten authorities. The beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. Okay, we mentioned that. So you find the beast has a face of a lion, feet of a bear. So this is an organization which has a diverse nature, which has a political, religious. And you see, if you look at the what we put it here, an organization that stands for the spreading of the gospel or religious organization. Now look at this, these seven areas of sins, and their focus is going to be work on these things and create organizations and also create people to talk about these things. There would be a lot of global leaders that would talk about this right across the world, in the north, south, all in these areas. There would be people in this world, now you would see, take these subjects and they would fly from place to place, city to city, we begin to advocate these things and speak against. So in other words, the Catholic Church and the Vatican is planting a seed to build some NGOs that would work universally in these areas, resulting in indirectly and informally bringing them all under the authority of Vatican. Did we mention that? Brothers and sisters, I explained this to some time ago also in Revelation chapter 7. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, beholding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. The four angels, interestingly, I was reading about these Jewish books. You know, it's very good of those books, particularly which God labeled me to have it. You see, you could understand the way the Jews think, particularly the Orthodox Jews, what they think, what they have got from the other books of their, what they believe, other scriptures, the holy scriptures, which is called Kabbalah, Talmud, which coming. The four angels are who are responsible for the four corners, north, south, east, west. We know two angels already. We know the Michael, the Archangel Michael, the Archangel Gabriel. There's another two angels. Probably their names are not in the Bible, but one is Uriel, other one is Raphael. And these angels, you know, I'm reading that book particularly written about the angelic operations. Interesting, absolutely interesting. So these four angels are getting into their positions to herald in the last events of this planet Earth, preparing this planet Earth for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the four winds what we see today is blowing. You know, it start, you remember I told some time ago, we only see the breeze of it, but not the full blowing. The politics in the world today, if you want to see the politics, what is taking place, you must look at United States of America. The election time, there's so much of, things taking place. Not only that, even in the other parts of the world, the political blowing, the wind is blowing. Then the economy today. Look at the world economy. It is totally in tatters. Then the military. Every country in the world have a military strategy. Or the war going on. Ethnic conflict, separations, different things taking place in many different countries. And the religious revival. Not only Catholicism, but many other religious fanaticism. In this world, some of the things I showed you last Sunday, the religious fanaticism that is gripping this planet Earth. So, the Antichrist will rise to the power on the wave of current euphoria. He temporarily saves the world from his disparate economic and political and military religious upheaval. What you see today is the icing on the cake. What is taking place? Did you ever think that last year the oil price, which was around in 60s, about 2 years ago, we'll go to 110 years, $10, and it is further going up. In the last month alone, I mean, unbelievable. So this is the condition that will create the beast or the antichrist to come into this, save this current condition. He will initiate a brilliant 7-year plan for the world peace. See, brothers and sisters, you saw those 6 points, seven points, which finally will be the focal point of the world peace. The economic world peace would herald in ceasing of the military action, ceasing of all the politics that take place. The economic stability and the religious freedom. Now this man that could be there in the world will initiate, it's going to be a brilliant plan. You know, brothers and sisters, in this world, different countries have different plans. Sometimes these plans, they give a time limit. You know, now sometimes some countries have a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, you know, 3-year plan, something like that. You know, many countries have different plans, they limit that plan to a particular time period. Maybe 3 years, maybe 5 years, maybe 10 years. But this man will initiate, it's going to be a brilliant plan which everybody is looking for, which will herald a world peace, the economic stability and the religious freedom. You know what currently going through in Tibet and things like that. So the Antichrist, the beast, will rise out of the current chaos. His power base is Europe, and the political leadership of Europe will give their power to him, the beast. This is, I just got from this this slide from a website, just to show the popes in this century. There are in the Pius the 11th. So you find all these people, one man last only 33 days. That is John Paul I, and we have John Paul II, and we have Benedict. So this is the flag of Vatican City, and we know what he stands for, which is called the Vicarius Filii Deo. In Latin means the Vica of God, Son of God. Vica means in place of the Son of God. So the Roman letters also have numerical values, and that's why we get this number 666. Pope Benedict, on the 20th of September, told a group of European parliamentarians, a strong Catholic presence in the political world is more than necessary ever. He told a group of European parliamentarians, a strong Catholic presence in the political world is more than necessary. He said the political leaders are, Catholic political leaders are essential today. And we know about 3 months ago, Tony Blair, who was an Anglican, who was a former Prime Minister of England, gave up being an Anglican, became a Roman Catholic. Jose Manuel, who is the current the President of European Union, is a strong Catholic representing all the nations. Nicolas Sarkozy, the president of France, his grandfather is a Jewish, but he has become a Roman Catholic. Now these are some of the leaders of Europe today. And you see today, brothers and sisters, that the world is coming into a status where the more and more influence of Vatican take place. Now that is where we need to go back to understand this important truth what we presented at the beginning. When Daniel presented, there is going to be that statue when King Nebuchadnezzar, when he saw that dream, and he forgot that dream, but it disturbed him. And when he forgot that dream, and he called all the astrologers and the magicians in Babylon to explain this dream. None of them except Daniel. And you find in the book of Daniel that when Daniel began to explain to King Nebuchadnezzar and said, "This is what you have seen. The old king saw us a great image, and this great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before." So he explained all these things, and then finally he said that this, what it represents, it represents the four the kingdoms, starting with the first kingdom, the Babylonian Empire. You see, as an empire, the Babylonian Empire, when it ruled, this area, then known world, the Bible says, in one occasion, you see, when Daniel announced this dream to him, the Bible says yes, the Nebuchadnezzar, the great emperor, and the Bible says here that he fell down and worshipped Daniel. Do you know that? He fell down and worshipped Daniel. Yeah, it says here, so the Daniel stood before the emperor, and when he announced, and he fell down and worshipped him, worshipped Daniel, who revealed these things in Daniel chapter 2. So what did Nebuchadnezzar did? Then he erected a huge statue. Not this statue. He erected another statue subsequently. A huge statue. And then the Bible says in book of Daniel, he said, in that statue, everybody should worship. Every nation, every tongue, every kindred. And he erected this statue in a place called Plain of Dura. And he says, during a certain time, when the music is sound across all the nations, the people should turn towards that and worship. And as you know, there was a Jewish community and with so many people with Daniel.
And did you ever, when you were reading this, did you ever thought about, the Bible says they found three people who were not worshipping this statue.
Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego are three young people who came with Daniel. They were not worshipping this statue and they found four people. So in other words, do you think Daniel worshipped the statue?
Why didn't Daniel worship? Why Daniel didn't worship?
Because the statue is a Daniel statue. It is the Nebuchadnezzar built a Daniel statue because in it's here in Daniel chapter 2 verse 30. Daniel chapter 2 verse 46. It says here, then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face, right? Fell upon his face and worshipped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. You understand?
So, this emperor of this whole world erected, he worshipped him and told his people, now you make arrangements
for this man to be worshipped. Brothers and sisters, you know today, in the same way it is happening, the image that is being presented in the world today, it is given power to the image. The Daniel is the one who gave Nebuchadnezzar the revelation of the dream. But Daniel is not part of that. He was not part of that. He never wanted this, his own statue to be built. He never wanted that. But Nebuchadnezzar was taken full by the what act of Daniel and created condition that he should be worshipped. In the same way, brothers and sisters, you see in the present day that this beast system of Europe that is coming here and those things that European Community Union's six strategies, the Millennium Goals of the UN and the seven sins are an image like that which is being erected. That day it was erected in the plain of Dura, again taking from a person like Daniel who is a child of God. In the same way, all these things, all this good thing that they are brought in by the Millennium Goals and the European strategy and all these things are obviously coming from the Bible, from the commandments, all these things, all these strong things. And then you erect a certain status to those things and get people to fight and work towards it. Like in the day of Nebuchadnezzar and in the day that people began to worship, he said everybody should work towards this. Everybody works towards this. At that time he erected the Daniel statue and told people to worship when that take place. So brothers and sisters, these things will become an obsession of many people in the world today. These Okay. These things which is presented by these organizations, they say these are our mission and they will get their members obsessed with it. And they will also, brothers and sisters, will have so many conferences, seminars, forums globally. It is going, you know, I'm really involved in this because I all go for these kind of things time to time. And I know what is going on. You know, I'm involved in this poverty alleviation through microfinance. And I know what is happening really. So what happens is the people has become, these things are given as something for people to work towards. The nations, the organizations and people. And then once that is there, then the Catholic Church comes with these things and says the image is created like in that day the Nebuchadnezzar got the people to worship on the basis of the act of Daniel. It looks like something good because nothing wrong with it. Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar thought, okay, here is a man who told me everything. Though he is a slave, he is a man who told everything. He worshipped him, he got others to worship him. So in the same way, brothers and sisters, this looks very harmless. This looks, you know, when you look at these things, you know, these are good things. People say, look, excessive wealth. Yes, today look at, see, you have the barrier between the rich and the poor. But it is not this. What happens is this church will get the commitment of the people, and now you would see there are global organizations and institutions and organizations that would very much drive these things right across. You would see this, and also you would see this. The Catholic Church, the priests, and their cardinals and bishops will, from their churches, will begin to talk about these things. They begin to talk about it. And you know, the Catholic Church, they not only have a religious churches, but they have so many other interrelated organizations which they work with. And thereby they will create in the similar things like image. And I think, brothers and sisters, this is where I have been telling you many times over, that if you and I have not been careful, the Bible says in very clearly here, Thessalonians chapter 2, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye soon be not shaken in mind or troubled, neither by the Spirit nor by the word nor by the letter as from us, as that day of the Lord is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. You remember, brothers and sisters, I showed you last Sunday the deception that is going in the world in the name of God by so-called evangelists, preachers, faith healers, and etc. And he says, except there come a falling away first. The falling away from what? The falling away from the God's word. God's falling away to the obedience to the law and order of God. And then he says, the man of sin will reveal. Brothers and sisters, now we know the Catholic Church does not do something, you know, by accident. Now when they bring these seven sins, deadly sins, this is the beginning of, this is the very beginning of the man of sin is going to be revealed. The man of sin is, we know, like, the man of sin is going to now go into every area that the world is concerned about. This is why this is very important. The man of sin would drive his image further in these things which he has put forward for people to work on. And that's why the scripture says he is the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, and is worshipped, so that he is God and sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself God. Vicarius Filii Deo means the vicar of the Son of God, or in place of the Son of God. That's why he is called Pope, Papa, and the Father. And he himself, the current person who holds that position of Pope, Pope Benedict, and I think his timing will come to an end very soon. His timing would be, he is preparing a certain role. You remember the Pope John, who lasted over 22 decades. He was all over the world. You could see him traveling, crisscrossing nations. He could be a very popular figure. He did a lot of work involved in bringing down the communism, starting with in Poland. He's a Polish Pope. And he was responsible for bringing, initiating the bringing down of the communism. And he was well known. He had traveled to many countries. But this current Pope is a silent worker. And he do a lot of things and many of us don't know. And that's why we see these things happening, because step by step he is creating conditions, brothers and sisters. He is creating conditions. The one that is going to come after is going to assume that position, which the Bible says very clearly. And that's why, brothers and sisters, the Lord, who has been good to us, who has been revealing these things to us. Now you would ask, why do we need to know all these things? Because the Bible says very clearly, when you see these things happen, the Bible says, you have to be, make sure that your coming is at hand. Now we have been telling this many times over, brothers and sisters, through the seven church ages which we presented to you in the last 2000 years. And through the seven seals which we presented to you. And that's why he comes to this position, and this is also in the position of his, the man with has a bow and no arrows. This is that bow and no arrows. Man who has a bow, no arrows. So brothers and sisters, you and I are in threshold of this condition, the current condition. And I think we must be thankful to the Lord. The Lord warned us to this congregation when he gave that prophecy to us, what will take place. And very soon you would see, he presented to the world the seven deadly sins. You know, why could it be 6 or 12, 10, 13? You know, you can divide into many. You know, there are many. Seven deadly sins, because he is coming with a 7-year plan, a master plan, a brilliant plan thereafter, how those things could be taken care of. You see, this is not a child's play, brothers and sisters. This is a very important, very significant thing. When you go back, when you read the newspapers, when you read the newspapers now onwards, when you read, when you listen to the news, look at these things, you would see some of these things are being spoken about and they are creating more awareness of it. The people would be speaking more about the excessive wealth, the poverty, the polluting of the environment. All these things, there would be many leaders who would take these notes and the seven deadly things, and it will result in subsequently another seven things that would come there. Seven would come. There would be seven different things that he would bring forth. And I think, brothers and sisters, you see, we are heading towards that. And in the European Union today, this man, Jose Manuel, who is the current, the president of the European Union, is the former Portugal Prime Minister. As you know, Portugal is a strong, strong Catholic nation. And this man, who has been a former Prime Minister, now President of the European Union, carries a very important task for the Holy See. Having said these things, brothers and sisters, what is important, what we saw, one side we see the Christianity being misused, and then there is an element of people today which who are called the children of God, whom the Lord is calling them out of these systems and say, come out of her, my people, come out of her, be not partakers of this. You see, when we call like that to many people, many children of God, they would not come. It is only the people who are bride of Christ, the Bible says, whose names are written in heaven, who have been pre-chosen by the Lord himself, who have been called according to his predestination, and they are the ones who are ready for the coming of the Lord. You know, this morning I was sharing something about meditation. You know, the people don't do much, particularly the Christians. And I think we pray, we ask from God. We talk to God. But you find the many people in the Old Testament and even the New Testament, the meditation is very important. You see, in the meditation you find you bring your mind and your heart towards, you see, even now, though we are physical here, our mind travels all over the world. You know that? It's very difficult to focus our mind for a moment. It is faster than the speed of light. Because for you to go to Singapore, it takes 3 hours by plane. But you can go in 1 second and come back. See all the travel in a train and come back. Same way in New York or any other place. So the Lord said about the meditation, is bringing ourselves in union with God. And that's why, brothers and sisters, when you see these things, when we see the world that is that kind of things taking place, you and I need to come here, to understand. Because the revealed word, the word, this is a written word, and then God speaks the word to the bride. As we speak this revelation to you, it is the ministry of the spoken word. And the word which is revealed, it is for you. You know, it is for you to digest and get that and align yourself fully with it, so that whole body, your whole body can fully immerse in the word. And when that happens, only brothers and sisters, that you and I come to the status where we are ready for the final ministry of the seven thunders. You know, the final ministry of the bride of Christ, when we all finish with this, the fivefold ministry, finishes you with a revelation of the word. So therefore, what I would believe and urge from you, when you receive the word, the revealed word to you, receive it and let it immerse in your word, body, so that your whole body becomes part of it. You see, Jesus said, I think Prasanga asked one day in the millennium, you see what happens, what you eat, what happened to the waste, you know, what you eat, is there any drainage system or something like that, you know? You see what Jesus said. He says, what you eat from your mouth, it will go from behind. But he said, what comes out of your mouth is what is important. What comes out of your mouth is come from the heart. And that's why the psalmist says, let the words of my heart, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you. And what happens here is, as I told you once again, the story of the caterpillar. The caterpillar takes the word, eats it. Because when he comes out of that shell, he breaks the shell, and then he sees the leaf, and then he begins to munch continuously. And he eats and eats and eats, keep on eating. And it doesn't go from here. You know, what he eats does not go. And he eats and eats and eats. And then once he finishes eating, you know, I have seen this so beautifully. What comes out of his mouth, which is the liquid form of the wings, covers the body. And that covers the body and wait for that day where the sun comes. When sun comes, it create conditions. The wings that came in a liquid form has become solid and it's to open, struggles and opens. And brothers and sisters, we are presenting to you the truth of the word. And we are separating the falsehood. We are separating the light. We are separating the darkness and presenting the light. So what is revealed for you, what is not revealed is for God. There are certain secrets which God, you and I don't know. We will know time to come. But as the Lord has revealed certain things to you, brothers and sisters, and when we see these things happen, It is up to us to get the word and receive it fully, like Paul said. So in the new world order, when we see this, what Paul says, a strong Catholic presence in the political world is in the 2007 more than essential ever. And he said, Catholic leaders. You see, unlike Pope John Paul, who work on the surface, on top of it, and create a lot of attention to himself, this man works with certain individually with the leaders of the world, particularly the leaders of Europe. And thereby, and did this, get these leaders step by step to give more and more and more authority and power to him to implement this. One of the things that is happening today, brothers and sisters, the American economy is becoming weak. The dollar is really rock bottom. The shop owners in New York and other places telling, we will take euro, not dollars. The euro, on the other hand, becoming stronger and stronger. The American institutions, some banks are collapsing in America. Day before yesterday, one of the banks almost bankrupted due to a certain financial major setbacks. More and more American institutions are on the market for selling. And the Europe peace becomes stronger and stronger. And I think the current political status in America and the election that will take place, where Obama and Hillary Clinton, who's your guess? I think what will happen is super delegates will make the final decision, and the super delegates, all the ex-presidents, are close to Hillary Clinton, who are there. And I think they are almost neck to neck, and I feel, I have a strong feeling, at the end of the day, Hillary Clinton may scrape through and become the contest. I don't know. I think that's what my feeling is. Whatever it is, even if Obama comes, Hillary will come back as the president. And I think if you go to the internet and type Hillary Clinton, wicked woman, you would see what he represents for. You go to internet, Google, and type Hillary Clinton, wicked woman, and I think you will see what Hillary Clinton is standing for. Is awesomely a wicked person. That's what it is. And if she becomes the president in this closing moment in United States of America, and you would see what we are talking about, the Europe, the American beast giving more and more an authority to make these current systems become more stronger. You see, these are some of the leaders, major leaders, the Pope is now closely working with. This man, of course, the president of, he's the Middle Eastern envoy of United Nations, the president of the Euro, Nicolas Sarkozy, Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany. And then he has got hold around all the Muslims that would now he needs. He had a meeting recently about 2 weeks ago, all the Muslim leaders, which matters to Vatican. Now, brothers and sisters, and I have presented this truth to you in the last two parts of the New World Order. And we coming to see the full blossoming of the Europe and all such authority. And that's what the Bible says, when you see these things, And I think, brothers and sisters, it's a wake-up call for you and me. And while similar thing what happened in the plain of Dura is now taking place, you and I, the Lord has given His word to us. And we stand before Him when the revealed word is presented to us. The Lord will begin to condition us. He will begin to condition us so that we are coming to a full status of full knowledge. And then you find the final ministry, the final ministry for the bride of Christ, which is the seven thunders, will bring forth all of us to have the rapturing faith, so that our bodies would be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. This is not the conclusion of this subject. We presented to you this truth today to open your eyes. But this subject, there will be few more presentations on the New World Order from the point of view of God's ultimate initiative that He will bring forth in the times of conclusion. What is important, brothers and sisters? Where do you see yourself? Are you keeping your eyes wide open to see what is happening in the world, where the four winds, the four angels, what you see is a breeze. The four winds begin to blow. And then, when that would be taken place, the Bible says that the Lord would move away from the mercy seat and decide to come forth for the bride of Christ. What we need to understand, brothers and sisters, how much we align ourselves to the Word of God, to seek His face, to be one with the Lord in all of our walk with Him. Father, we are indeed thankful to You, Lord. In the last 3 weeks, two to three weeks, Lord, You have very specifically showing us some important truth in our walk with You, Lord. Now I pray, Father, that You begin to, Father, take us step by step to understand the most important things that would result in our lives fully attuned to the Your expectations, Lord. And all the brothers and sisters who are gathered here, Lord, would be the ones who would see things which others won't see, would hear things which others won't hear, would understand things which others wouldn't understand, and then would be ready for the final ministry, Lord. So the bodies of us would be ready for the final change. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my everything. Let's stand to our feet. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave His life. Another will do. You are my everything. You are my all. You are my everything, both great and small. You gave your life for me. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. Father, we are indeed thankful to you this evening, gathering every one of us, Lord, to your holy feet, to understand, Father, the times and seasons that you need us to be aware of. It is not hidden from us. We see everything what you want us to see, Lord. And that you have conditioned us to receive the truth, not the light. Receive the light, not the darkness. And we are thankful, Lord, as we go back to a world full of confusion, calamities, wickedness, crookedness. And you have said that for us to shine as your lights. And I thank you for your anointing for every one of us. And as we go to a week, and as we become overcomers, not by might, nor by power, but by your Spirit, Father. And we are thankful, Lord, for your goodness to us. In Jesus' name. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. May He go before you, beside you. May He lead you by His right hand. May He give you victory all the time. May He let His face shine upon you, and you would be His apple of His eye. Pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And God bless you.